بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another Mubarak and beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the good that we have done. And may Allah reward us for it in full, inshallah, in this world and the hereafter. Inshallah, ameen. So tonight we move into the 19 juz of the Holy Quran, and there's one particular verse that I want to share with you. It is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah speaks about those who follow their desires. Now in the build-up to this verse, Allah speaks about how the previous nations were destroyed, and as a result of which these nations were destroyed, and the bottom line was that every one of these people from those nations gave in to their desires. So the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down to them via the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, but these people went against that commandment and followed their desire. Whichever nation that came before the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, every nation that got destroyed because they followed their desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the disbelievers as people who bow down to the dictates of their whims and fancies. So these people cannot be guided. Allah says they cannot be guided. So they reach a stage where Allah says they merely like animals. So they reach a stage where they are like animals. And then Allah further says, Balhum adal. They are worse than animals. So, you know, we also must take heed from this. Many a times we too also, when we have the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side and we have our whims and fancies on the other side, more often than not, we give in to the whims and fancies of ourselves. May Allah protect us and guide us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and give us strong iman so that we can fight off these urges and turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be it as it may, Allah uses the example and says that these people are like animals, worse than animals. So Mufassirin mention and they say, animals are not bound by Sharia. Animals are not bound by Sharia, but mankind is. Therefore, failing to comply is regarded as worse than animals. Some commentators even go on to mention and say that even animals obey their masters. No matter how ferocious or how big they may be, but they also obey their masters. It's rather sad that mankind cannot grasp this concept. So my respected brothers, from here we can see, it's important for us to fight the urges that are there. The month of Ramadan is about purification. The month of Ramadan is there for us to rid ourselves of all the evils that are out there and focus only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when you see today, when you see in the world, you see these type of people who are called the woke generation, you have the LGBTQ, etc. You'll find so many of them have so many tall degrees and PhDs, but yet they are so oblivious to the truth. And this is simply because they have given in to their desires. And what is the sad part is, unfortunately, there are many Muslims who call themselves intellectuals and forward thinkers, and they also sympathize with these people. So it's important, my respected brothers, that we constantly keep our desires in check. We are human. It is natural a person will fall into sin. However, he has to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do his best to fight off that urge. If a person is sick, he will do whatever he can. He will even go and get help in the very same manner when a person is battling a spiritual sickness. Here too, he should try and seek help from the friends of Allah. And in that way, he can get rid of that sin and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a hadith and he says, I fear the most that my ummah will follow their whims and entertain lengthy hopes, causing them to forget the hereafter. That is why it is always important, my respected brothers, that we have to constantly keep a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in this world, Allah put us in this world, we have to go out and earn rozi, etc. But we always have to have a link, like a leash, to keep us connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best place for that link is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are consumed in your daily work, but when you come into the masjid, it's an opportunity for you to forget about the dunya and focus on your akhirah. But when a person breaks off that link with the masjid, the entire day he's in the world, as a result of which what will happen? That link will get destroyed and now he will be consumed by the world. Therefore, the only thing that he can see is the dunya. The only thing that he wants is the dunya. The only thing that he wants to achieve is only in the dunya. He can't think of achieving something bigger and better in the akhirah. So it's very, very important. Now we're coming to the back end of the month of Ramadan. By now, we're supposed to be such that we should have our intentions on how we are going to behave after the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, in the entire month of Ramadan, Allah gave me the tawfiq. I was standing in the first saf for salah. After month of Ramadan, that's where I'm going to be again. In the month of Ramadan, Allah gave me the tawfiq to read Quran. I found the time. After the month of Ramadan, you bet you I'm going to do the same thing. So this is how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be looking now how we're going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, in keeping in with the link of the masjid, alhamdulillah, Muslims were enjoying the month of Ramadan, now coming to the back end of the month of Ramadan. So many of them will now become the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Allah. I'm talking about those who are going to sit for itikaf. So they are very, very honored. In fact, if you meet anyone who's sitting for itikaf, beg him to make dua for you. Because these are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Jazakallah.